escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yikes, it looks like the U.S. job market is not doing so hot.
Uh-oh, we might be in more trouble than we thought.
And Waymo's robo-taxis, they're usually pretty quiet when they're driving around L.A., but the noise they make while charging overnight is driving one Santa Monica neighborhood crazy.
This thing keeps me awake 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I haven't slept in 6 months.
People in Encino are demanding something be done to keep them safe after several break-ins and even a double murder. LA's mayor is responding.
I believe in being very aggressive on preventing crime.
This is the LA Local for Friday, the 1st of August, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host for today, Nate Ward. Let's get into some of these stories, starting with the numbers that aren't so great for folks who've been looking for a new job. The economy added just 73,000 jobs in July, but that's well below the expected 100,000 jobs for the whole month. Mike Simpson and Vicky Moore talked about it with University of St. Thomas economics professor Tyler Shipper.
Help us out this morning because we're watching the markets go down between the tariffs and the jobs report. And we're not pleased this morning. So help us out. Put it in perspective for us.
You know, I hope my chipper personality can bring this back, but I have some doubts about my ability today. It is kind of a bummer with all the news headlines out there and markets falling. And really the big headline here, when I first looked at the first line of the jobs report and it said 73,000, I was like, okay, that was kind of close to expectations. But then the devil was in the details with large downward revisions in the last 2 months that have kind of changed the perspective of the labor market from something that's consistently creating a small number of jobs to, we might be in more trouble than we thought.
Who is this hitting the most? Is it people, you know, employed trying to switch, or is it those new grads trying to break in?
You know, it's still one of those things where we're not seeing a lot of churn. So it's not that we're seeing a lot of people losing their jobs, but it is lack of entry-level jobs. We're seeing it especially in white-collar jobs where there's not as many entry-level jobs, probably an effect of AI going on there. And so people with college degrees are finding it harder to find a job, as well as anybody that does lose their job. So think about all that talent in Washington that maybe has lost their job and is now looking for that next job. It's simply harder to find that next job right now because there's not people leaving their existing jobs.
I've talked to some, Gen Zers and millennials, and Gen Zers in particular, who've never really gone through something like this, that are just like, what is happening here? This is really, really hard. And I saw a quote from another economist that said, this is a game changer jobs report. The labor market is deteriorating quickly. So what do? Just hang on to your job right now if you can?
I think so. I think increasingly this is going to show up as people quitting their jobs less. And we typically see this anytime there's more uncertainty about the economy, that people are less willing to make those changes to other jobs. So if you have one, hang on. I think this also changes the Federal Reserve's calculus, and we'll probably get some monetary policy help in the coming months.
Do you have your one word for us, Tyler?
I do, and I wish it was a better one, but it was reframing. That this jobs report did reframe the way that I saw the labor market, that earlier this week, I was on Team Jay Powell for holding steady on interest rates, and a couple days later, I feel like I've revised my opinion that maybe it was time to already start cutting.
Do you switch jerseys then? Because I know you have both hanging on the wall.
You know, yeah. I don't feel good about it. I want to stay loyal, but also when new data comes in, you have to update how you see the world.
Also, Tyler, while I appreciate reframing, I would like it to be slightly sexier next week, okay?
Or
next
month. I will do my best. You know, chat was not coming through for me, and everything seemed to be a little bit too much hyperbole. So I went with a nice standard reframing. Maybe that can remind people that despite high interest rates, construction is still adding jobs. They keep on framing.
That's econ professor Tyler Shipper. And now President Trump is calling for the firing of that government official who oversees employment data after that weak jobs report. Ooh, he made a post on his platform, Truth Social, calling her a Biden political appointee. Yikes. The director of the Bureau of Labor Statistics might be forced to look for a new job. And in this market, I don't have to tell you. Alrighty, switching gears, Waymos, you know those bulky white robo-taxis with all the gizmos and spinny doohickeys, they can kind of sneak up on you when they are driving down city streets. Not having a gas-powered engine really makes for a quiet ride, it seems. But when they are charging, apparently that's a different story entirely. Waymo says it has made changes to keep the noise down at its Santa Monica charging lot. But residents, they've been complaining for quite a while now about the constant beeping they hear overnight. Ooh, that sounds terrible. And some of them say it's still a problem. A man named Nazir talked to our John Barrett.
I just happened to be following up on the lots, because I know the neighbors were upset about some of the noise.
I just called them yesterday, and they refused to even talk to me and take my complaint, which is code enforcement. And by law, they're supposed to take a noise ordinance complaint. This thing keeps me awake 24 hours a day, okay, 7 days a week. I haven't slept in 6 months. This area is drug infested. It didn't used to be. I've been here for 50 years, sir. This thing is contributing to more than just traffic. They also block the traffic.
Because there's so many?
Yes. They're bringing more and more problems in the area.
They say they've reduced the beep beep noise, have they?
No, they're not. I can put a recorder in my living room and you can hear it 24 hours a day.
So do you think it's even lower at all?
No.
It drives
you nuts. What they do, sir, is they lower it for a second and then they rise it back up. And each person that does it, see, listen to that. Does that sound low to you?
There have been other complaints, too, about this Waymo hub station, usually about traffic and harsh lighting in the area. Waymo says it wants to be a good neighbor. You know, personally, seeing a car drive around the streets and there's no driver in it, it is a little creepy. And I personally am a bit of a Luddite when it comes to just letting new technology just out on the streets that could potentially be dangerous. But when I see them driving around, you know, so far, I've seen them do a pretty good job. So, but speaking of automated electric vehicles, in Miami, a jury has ordered Tesla to pay more than $200 million to victims of a deadly crash involving its autopilot driver assist technology. That really opens the door to other potential lawsuits and strikes a blow to Tesla's reputation for safety. The federal jury said Tesla bore significant responsibility because its technology failed and that not all the blame can be put on a reckless driver, even one who admitted he was at fault. That driver, he had been looking down for a dropped cell phone when he hit a young couple who were just out gazing at the stars. Jeez, that is horrible. Keep your eyes on the road, people, even if you have some autopilot technology in there. So this decision, it could encourage other crash victims to hold out for some pretty big damage settlements and hurt overall consumer confidence in Tesla's self-driving tech. Now, LA's mayor, Karen Bass, she's heard from hundreds of residents of Encino. They're demanding more police protection after a double murder and several break-ins. KNX Special News correspondent Steve Gregory says the meeting lasted about 2.5 hours.
The president of the Encino Property Owners Association says he's used to moderating monthly Zoom meetings with about 100 people, but the guest list last night attracted more than 700, including Mayor Bass, Councilmember Nithya Raman, Democratic State Senator Henry Stern, and command staff from the LAPD and LA City Fire Department. One of the top questions had to do with the low staffing numbers in the LAPD and why there aren't enough officers to patrol neighborhoods. Councilmember Raman responds,
That contract is now in place. We're not seeing recruitment improving.
And here's Mayor Bass.
I want you to know, and this is a big frustration of mine, we actually have not had a problem recruiting. I think we have dispelled that myth.
Despite concerns and anger over burglaries and crime spikes in general, the town hall was pretty tame. But the most somber moment of the meeting was when Barry Perlman spoke. He's related to Robin Kay and Tom DeLuca, who were killed inside their home on July 10th.
The city always seems to be reactive to tragedies instead of planning for them. We need a long-range plan for safety and security of the citizens of Los Angeles, because it's going to take an event for something to get done.
As I said in the beginning, I believe in being proactive around safety. And I believe in being very aggressive on preventing crime and doing the things and putting the things in place that prevent crime.
The conversation also revolved around a local motel being converted into a homeless shelter, which residents say will attract a criminal element. And while everyone agreed some progress is being made, it's nowhere near where it needs to be. I'm Steve Gregory, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Now, turning to statewide politics. Mayor Bass says she was caught off guard by former Vice President Harris's decision to not enter the race for California's next governor. City Hall reporter Craig Figner caught up with the mayor.
It was stunning news this week when former Vice President Kamala Harris made the announcement that she will not run to become the next governor for the state of California. LA Mayor Karen Bass has been close with Harris. The VP even swore her into office.
Because she chose not to run does not mean that she is going to leave public service. I'm sure she will find another way to serve. There's so much that is needed in our state and in our country.
Were you surprised?
I was surprised.
As a potential candidate, Kamala Harris was the only person with significant name recognition in the race and polling in the double digits. Now, the other prominent Democrats that are declared include former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and former Congresswoman Katie Porter. At LA City Hall, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, it's happening again. California is suing the president. This time, the state is going up against the Trump administration over gender-affirming care for kids and teens. It's challenging President Trump's executive order that looks to end gender-affirming care for people younger than 19 by instructing federal agencies to restrict support and funding for that type of care. State Attorney General Rob Bonta explains the suit.
There is no federal law in our country prohibiting gender-affirming care. In fact, California and the other states represented by this lawsuit have laws protecting the right to gender-affirming care. California recognizes gender-affirming care as medically necessary healthcare and prohibits healthcare providers from discriminating against patients on the basis of gender identity.
Opponents of gender-affirming care for kids and teens say they have concerns about the long-term effects of treatments, as well as the ability of young people to make informed decisions. This is the 37th lawsuit California has taken part against the Trump administration. I wonder what they will do for the 50th one. Or maybe we'll get to 100. I guess time will tell, because they're off to a very steady start of suing the Trump administration. Well, we're now into August, but if you've been thinking to yourself, you know, it wasn't all that hot in July. Well, it's not just your imagination. Last month was cooler than usual this year for Southern California. UCLA climate expert Daniel Swain says that ocean waters were far colder than normal, and that led to a heavier marine layer. But he says the weather is about to heat up.
About a week from now, Southern California is going to start to experience potentially a significant heat wave.
In fact, much of the Southwest will likely be much warmer than average values across all the Southwest and California. And this general ridginess really persists, potentially over California through mid-August. So this is a very different picture.
It may have been pretty cool over here, relatively, but a bit up north in San Francisco and the Bay Area, it was the coldest July in a generation. Maybe they'll be telling their future kids and grandkids about the unseasonably cold summer in NorCal decades from now. Or maybe not. Now on to one of America's favorite games, football. The Chargers, they opened the preseason with a dominant win. Not that it means much of anything because it's just preseason, but they beat the Detroit Lions, who have been pretty good of late, 34-7 in the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio last night. Backup quarterback Trey Lance led the way for LA, throwing for 120 yards and a couple of touchdowns. He was a third overall pick in the 2021 draft for the 49ers, but he's been seen as a major bust so far. But maybe this is the start of a budding career for him, slinging the pigskin, or at least as a serviceable backup for star QB Justin Herbert. The Chargers' defense also shined in the game, forcing 5 turnovers. Most of the starters for both teams didn't actually play in this game, but after, Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh said it was a pretty good start.
Number one objective, really want to come out of it healthy, and thought we did that. Two, I want to play good. Wanted us to play good. Thought we did that. And 3-1, third objective to win. You know, we did that. Been feeling like we've got a lot of ascending players that have been ascending in practice and just couldn't wait to see them play in the real game.
The game opened with a moment of silence for the 4 people killed on Monday by a shooter who was trying to target the NFL headquarters in New York City. Now, if you're looking for some fun in the sun around Seal Beach, lifeguards are saying to watch your step. Because stingray injuries are way up. Normally, they see one a day, but now it's closer to a dozen, sometimes even 20. Ouch! Stingrays often hang out on the ocean floor and just kind of chill. But when they get stepped on, oh, they'll sting you. So what's the best way to avoid them? Do the stingray shuffle, of course. You know, that's when you slide your feet along the sand to scare them off. If you do get stung, hobble on over to a lifeguard right away. They'll soak the injury in hot water, which eases the pain. Well, this has been your LA Local for Friday, August 1st. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the entire inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. And that is all you're getting out of me today. Thanks so much for listening. Monday's host is the illustrious Anthony Martinez. Enjoy your weekend and peace.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.